What do we know about checkpoint inhibitors with transformed disease?
So there are a couple of small studies. There's one with pembrolizumab that came from the Mayo Clinic, one with nivolumab that came from MD Anderson, which showed pretty high response rates of Richter's transformation to checkpoint inhibitors. You know, at our institution, we looked retrospectively, you know, after those studies, we had put a few people on as just standard of care. And our experience with a checkpoint inhibitor as a single agent was very, very disappointing in that almost nobody responded. It seems like in combination with ibrutinib, the checkpoint inhibitors might have a little bit more efficacy. And I know there's some ongoing studies that are looking at that. As well, you know, I think checkpoint inhibitors work in lymphoma. So I think there's still the potential for them to work. We're starting a study with duvelisib and nivolumab. So, you know, potentially like the immune activation you get from the PI3 kinase inhibitor might interact well with the checkpoint inhibitor. There's another study which is looking at a PI3 kinase inhibitor with a checkpoint inhibitor as well. That's kind of interesting.
PI3 kinase and checkpoint inhibitor, that sounds really interesting. That makes sense. Just try adding everything that checkpoint inhibitors affects the immune system, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, I'll tell you in about a year whether it works out or not.
What about CAR T in Richter's transformation?
So there's really limited data from some of the lymphoma trials. A few of them did let patients with Richter's in. It seems that it probably has some efficacy. Unlike de novo diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, I don't think that it is going to be a home run for most patients, though.
So another one of these surprises as oncologists get on, seems like every day when new drugs come on the market, polatuzumab vedotin just came out for diffuse large B-cell. How about that with transformed CLL?
You know, I don't know if there's any experience with that in transformed CLL.
I don't know whether you would expect it to work or not. I don't even really understand the biologic difference between transformed disease and diffuse large B-cell.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, Richter's had been so rare and, you know, there's kind of lack of samples to look at. But I think that they're, despite looking very similar under a microscope, I think that they're very, very different entities, Richter's and even other transformed indolent lymphomas.